Welcome to the Winning Edge Coach Podcast with your host, peak performance mindset and life coach, Kevin Oakley. In each episode, Kevin will share with you the tools, tips, and strategies to help you to be the best you can be.
Welcome to episode 14 of the Winning Edge Coach Podcast. As always, it's great to have you along. Before we get started on today's episode, I just want to recap on episode 13 of the podcast. In the last episode, I shared the five rules of success from Doc Rivers, the NBA basketball player and coach. The rules were featured in the Netflix series, The Playbook, A Coach's Rules for Life, which I also recommend. If you haven't had the chance, hop over to episode 13 and give it a listen. Okay, on with today's episode. In the show today, I want to share with you a totally free, no-cost way to improve your mental health, physical health, reduce stress, increase your creativity, improve your memory, increase your happiness, and based on one study, accelerate your recovery from illness. But before I do that, I want to share with you some startling statistics. The average UK office worker spends very little time outside each day. 40% of office workers spend a maximum of just 15 minutes outside. That's excluding their commute to work. An additional 22% spent a maximum of 30 minutes outside, which is even more ironic. It's less than prisoners are required under UN guidelines. Prisoners should have at least 1 hour of suitable exercise in open air daily, according to UN guidelines. In another survey, on average, the British worker surveyed spends more time each day at their desk, 6.8 hours, than they do in bed, 6.4 hours, relaxing at home, 3.5 hours, or outdoors, 37 minutes. The average Brit today will spend a staggering 53 years of their adult lives inside and just 10 outside, and that's according to another new survey. A further UK report has revealed the extent to which we've become an indoor nation, spending on total 142 hours indoor a week, including time in the office, at the shops, watching TV at home, or in a car or public transport. Researchers from the University of Exeter analysed 10,000 city dwellers and found those living near more green space reported less mental health problems, even after adjusting those people for income, marital status, employment, etc. The nearness to green space had an impact on all the indicators of her health. In 2009, Dutch researchers found a lower incidence of 15 diseases, which included depression, anxiety, migraines, in people who lived within about half a mile of a green space. Richard Mitchell, an epidemiologist and geographer at the University of Glasgow, found fewer deaths and less disease in people who lived near green spaces, even if they didn't use them. A study from the 1980s found that people who had a view of nature from their hospital windows recovered faster from operations than people with a view of an industrial environment or no view at all. Now, I know you're thinking, Kev, where are you going with this? Well, I want to introduce you to a concept. It's a concept I came across a month or so ago. And that concept is forest bathing. Okay, what is forest bathing, I hear you ask? The term emerged in Japan, again in the 1980s, as a physiological and psychological exercise called Shinrin-yoku, meaning forest bathing or taking in the forest atmosphere. It's immersing yourself in the forest. Back in the 80s in Japan, the purpose was twofold: to offer an eco-antidote to the tech boom that was going on and the burnout of its citizens, and also to inspire rest and to reconnect with nature. The other benefit was that it helped to protect the country's forests. The Japanese very quickly embraced this form of ecotherapy, which then led to researchers looking into the benefits that forest bathing was giving the citizens of Japan. In the 1990s, researchers began studying the physiological benefits of forest bathing, providing scientific support to what we instinctively know. Time spent immersed in nature is good for us. While Japan is credited with the term Shinrin Yoku, the concept at the heart of the practice is not new. Many cultures have long recognized the importance of the natural world to human health. Research by the Japanese Society for Hygiene shows when subjects can touch, smell, hear, and experience being in nature, the impact on our physiology and stress levels is profound. Japanese researchers from Chiba University quantified nature's effects on the brain by sending 280 subjects for a stroll in 24 different forests while the same number of volunteers walked around city centres. The forest walkers showed a 16% decrease in the stress hormone cortisol. From fMRI experiments, South Korean researchers found that the brains of volunteers looking at city scenes showed more blood flow into the amygdala, which we've talked about in the past on the podcast, which is the fear center of the brain. In contrast, natural scenes lit up the anterior cingulate cortex, areas associated with empathy and altruism. Researchers believe our minds and bodies relax in natural surroundings. It is the environment we evolved to exist in. We evolved to interpret the information about plants, streams, trees, the movement of the grass. We didn't evolve in a city environment with traffic noise, high-rise buildings. There is so much evidence to show that being in nature is good for us. Physical activity in the form of a 40-minute walk in a forest was associated with improved mood and feelings of health and robustness. Levels of the stress hormone, cortisol, decreased in subjects after a walk in the forest when compared with a control group of subjects who engaged in walks within a laboratory setting. Forest bathing seems to significantly mitigate the root cause of a multitude of ailments, particularly stress and the physical ways that stress can manifest itself. Those the heart rate. The average concentration of salivary cortisol, the stress hormone, in people who gazed at forest scenes for 20 minutes was 13.4% lower than that of people in urban settings. Leisurely walks compared with urban walks showed a 12.4% decrease in the stress hormone levels, a 7% decrease in sympathetic nervous system activity, a 1.4% decrease in blood pressure, and a 5.8% decrease in heart rate. A 2007 study in men taking a 2-hour walk in the woods over a 2-day period exhibited a 50% increased levels in natural killer cells, the body's defense mechanism, the body's way of fighting illness and disease. It also doesn't appear to be just the physical act of being in nature that provides the benefit. Some of the natural chemicals secreted by evergreen trees, which are collectively known as phytoncides, has also been associated with improvements in the activity of our own frontline immune system. Researchers measured the amount of phytoncides in the air during the studies that have taken place and correlated the content to improvements in immune functioning. In other words, the more phytoncides that were in the air correlated with the improvements they were seeing in increased immune cell activity, etc., in the participants in the study. This is quite interesting because in the context of century-old reports in the treatment of tuberculosis, in Germany in the mid to late 1800s, sanatoriums, as they were then called, were set up in pine forests for the treatment of tuberculosis patients. Similar facilities were set up in New York. All reported the benefits of forest air. I mean, and contrary to the expectations, results seemed to be magnified when the forest air trapped moisture. At the time, there was speculation among physicians that the pine trees secreted healing balm into the air. And again, it's yet another twist on the Shinrin-yoku studies. The existence of unseen airborne healers in the forest environment just backs up the benefits of being in a forest, immersing yourself in a forest, just absorbing the atmosphere, absorbing the sights, the sounds, the smells, the touch that's there. We've got to remember, we evolved to be outside. Our natural environment is outside. So why shouldn't being in this natural environment improve our overall physiology and psychology? As I said at the start of this episode, this is a no-cost, totally free way to improve both your physical and your mental well-being just by investing a couple of hours to actually spend time in a natural environment, preferably of a forest, just taking in your surroundings. The benefits, based on the research I've just outlined, are overwhelming. And just taking that opportunity to reconnect with nature, reconnect with the environment we evolved to exist in, I feel it is definitely worth incorporating some form of forest bathing, Shinrin Yoku, into your routine to just re-energize yourself, create that mental bandwidth, improve your health to keep you on track to achieve the goals you've set yourself and just to be at the top of your game. Okay, so if you wanted to, how could you try forest bathing? Well, Forestry England has a few tips on how to forest bathe, and full credit here, these are taken from the Forestry England website. So tip number one, turn off your electronic devices. Even better, if you can, leave them behind. I know there's a safety aspect there. I would only say leave them behind if it's totally safe to do so. But the reason to turn off the devices is, again, I've read some research that shows that actually looking at your phone or some kind of electronic device while you're out in nature actually negates all of the benefits I've outlined from the research. It seems to do counter every benefit to your brain and your physiology that being in nature actually gives you. So turn off the phone, if possible leave it behind, and just be mindful of enjoying the forest scene. Immerse yourself in that forest experience. Forestry England suggests just slow down, move through the forest slowly, make sure you take in the environment. Yeah, use all of your senses. What can you hear? What can you see? What can you smell? How do you feel in that moment? Take the time to sit quietly. Use mindful observation. Immerse yourself in that environment and just focus solely on that. Keep your eyes open. The colours of nature are so soothing. And again, the studies have shown that people relax best while seeing the greens and the blues. Stay as long as you can. Start with a comfortable time limit for you and then build up to the recommended 2 hours. It seems to be that 2 hours is that minimum effective dose. But build to it. You don't have to go full out for the full 2 hours. Just 10 minutes as a start. Get the benefits. See how it works for you. Experiment with it. It might be that for you, an hour is all you need. Until you actually incorporate this into your routine, you don't know. But the benefits to you and to your physiology could be immense. So that is forest bathing. Shinrin Ryoku. Go out, give it a go. Let me know how you get on. Leave me a comment. I'd be really interested to hear what benefits that it brings to you. That was the Winning Edge Coach Podcast. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode of the Winning Edge Coach Podcast and you'd like to help support the podcast, please share it with friends, family, anybody you think will be interested in the show. Post about it on social media or leave a rating and a review. To make sure you catch future episodes, please click either follow or subscribe, whichever is appropriate for your platform. To catch all the latest from me, you can follow me on Twitter at WinningEdgeCOA1. That's at WinningEdgeCOA1. Thanks again. See you next time.